Good morning. High pressure overnight brought us clear skies and light winds during the overnight hours, allowing temperatures to drop back through the 40s and largely into the 30s across the region this morning. Some locations experiencing the first frost of the season early this morning as temperatures have dipped back into the lower 30s, especially across the higher terrain. There's even some readings in the 20s in the Adirondacks and Green Mountains early on this Wednesday. While that high pressure center will keep us dry today, some high thin clouds may stream in from the south as a disturbance along the eastern seaboard meanders to the north. Still, we should have no problems getting up into the lower to mid-60s again for afternoon highs. The cloudiness will tend to increase overnight tonight, especially from I-90 and points south, so partly cloudy with lows not nearly as cool and mainly going back into the upper 30s and lower 40s. This will set us up for a mostly cloudy day tomorrow south of I-90 and more sunshine north of I-90 with a chance of showers in the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and off into southern New England. That low pressure center currently off the Carolina coast will tend to meander to the north today. It's not particularly strong, and over the next couple of days it'll make a closer approach. As we get into the day on Friday, we'll have more sunshine to the north again, with that system just to the south of Long Island, a chance of showers across southern locations, and again, high temperatures to round out the week will be in the middle 60s. The system will tend to fill in and move out over the Atlantic over the weekend. This will leave us dry everywhere Saturday and Sunday with a mixture of sunshine and clouds and highs pushing into the middle and upper 60s and then back to the mid 60s with another front heading our way for Columbus Day on Monday and mostly cloudy skies with a chance for a few showers. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a wind advisory is in effect for a large part of the southwestern U.S., including most of Arizona. A high wind watch is out for parts of New Mexico where the wind could gust to 55 miles per hour. The winds are associated with a storm ejecting out of California and into the Grand Canyon area today on its way quickly toward western Texas. The storm is also producing snow in the mountains where a winter weather advisory is out for parts of the Sierra Nevadas for 2 to 5 inches of snow above 6,000 feet. Snow is also likely for the Colorado Rockies, where a winter storm watch is in effect. Snowfall accumulations of 6 to 12 inches are likely mainly above 8,000 feet. And the National Hurricane Center is monitoring an area of low pressure located over the eastern tropical Atlantic, about 325 miles south-southwest of the Cape Verde Islands. The associated shower and thunderstorm activity has increased since yesterday afternoon, but is currently displaced well to the northwest of the low center. Environmental conditions are expected to only be marginally conducive for development during the next 1 to 2 days. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Miyakojima, Japan, at 10:51 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Fort Lewis, Gray, U.S. Army Airfield, Washington, at 3:26 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington, 100 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 41 degrees with a north-northwest wind at 16 miles per hour. Mount Washington also reported a spectacular aurora borealis overnight. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 8 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 1/2 mile visibility and fog, 40 degrees, the dew point 38. 93% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.43 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 94 degrees at Phoenix, Arizona, to a low of 18 at Alturas, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy in the mid-60s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 60s, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the middle 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 65 degrees, the low 44. The average temperature, 55, that's 3 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday for the month, 1.84 inches, that's 89 hundredths above normal, and 38.16 inches for the year, which is 7.76 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 63 degrees, the average low, 42. The record high 83 set in 1949, and the record low 27 in 2001. Sunrise this morning, 7:02 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:22 p.m. 11 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, a loss of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and seasonably mild today with highs in the mid-60s. Clear and cool tonight with areas of frost and lows in the 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine through high clouds today with highs in the mid-60s, becoming mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunshine with high clouds moving into the Catskills today and highs in the middle 60s, partly to mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine through high clouds today and highs in the middle 60s, becoming mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, sunshine through high clouds today with highs in the middle 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, becoming mostly cloudy, a chance of showers across southern sections and highs in the mid 60s. Chance of shower south of I-90 again Friday. Otherwise, a mixture of sunshine and clouds in the mid 60s. A mix of sun and clouds for everyone over the weekend, both Saturday and Sunday in the middle to upper 60s. Chance of a shower on Columbus Day, otherwise mostly cloudy, mid 60s. And a mix of sun and clouds mid to upper 60s on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.